You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest says we're misusing jails in the United States, with too many people ending up in jail for minor offenses.
First, prescription medications can play a positive role for many people dealing with mental health problems, but finding the right dosages in medications can be a very inexact science, and many patients can end up with too much medication and potentially dangerous combinations of multiple drugs.
In a new series for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, our next guest finds that many people, thousands in Wisconsin alone, have multiple prescriptions for different antipsychotic drugs.
Those drugs are not intended to be used together. On top of that, many of the same patients might be taking antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication, raising the risk of harmful drug interactions.
Meg Kissinger joins us now. She reports on mental health for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she's a visiting professor at the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. Meg, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's good to be with you.
How common is it for people to be on multiple drugs for mental health concerns?
We found that it was very common, and that was something that I've been curious about for a long time. It's been my observation in interviewing people with chronic and persistent mental illness that they're on a lot of medication. And so to find out, you know, precisely how much, we really want to quantify this. And we were fortunate to be able to look at Medicaid billing records. So that's not everybody in Wisconsin, but it represents anybody whose medications are covered, you know, by Medicaid, and that's I said it in the story, I think it's something like 60-70% and of people taking these meds. Anyway, we learned that many people were on multiple medications despite treatment guidelines against that.
Right. For example, you wrote multiple antipsychotic medications, and you talked to experts who said, yeah, no, that's not something probably that should ever happen.
Right. You know, so the science is very limited in what they know, because it wouldn't be ethical to test combinations of this great number of drugs on human beings. So a lot of these interactions aren't known. But, you know, what happens over time is, we can assume, or we will assume with the best of intentions, you know, some doctors and some patients start to layer on drugs. So they'll start to take one kind of antipsychotic and then add a second and sometimes a third. And as we found, you know, we found some people who were on as many as 5 and 6 different antipsychotics at once. And doctors told us that there's just no science to support that.
And so it sounds like this could happen a couple of ways. One might be, you know, everybody's different. These pills are, it's an inexact science in some ways. So a doctor, maybe multiple healthcare providers, are saying this one's kind of working, we need to fine tune it. So they're playing with not just antipsychotics, but a variety of categories of medication. And this goes on for a while. And all of a sudden, somebody, as you say, could be on 3, 4, 5 different medications.
Right, that's exactly right, what happens. And, you know, compounding matters, people go to different doctors. There's not a lot of information sharing. We have the technology to do that, but it's not really in practice. You know, there's not one clearinghouse, and there's some resistance from patients. You know, some quarters don't want a common receptacle for all of our medical information. And so it's not easy necessarily for doctors to talk with each other. And then, you know, a huge reason is there's all manner of disincentive for psychiatrists the pressure's on them to hurry patients through an appointment. You know, they are reimbursed for a 15-minute appointment. And so it's not like the old days when you would lie on a couch and talk about your mother. It's, a much more of a factory approach.
And it's not just psychiatrists. It could be your general practitioner.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think that's one of the more surprising things that we found is really a high percent of psych meds are prescribed not at all by psychiatrists, often by a family practice doctor, some some people who aren't even doctors, you know, so nurse practitioners, whatever. There's multiple medications being prescribed by all kinds of different health professionals.
Talking to Meg Kissinger about her series in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on mental illness and medications, overprescribed multiple medications in many cases. And Meg, you profile Amanda Farrell of Appleton. It's been a long and difficult road for her. Can you sum up a bit of her story and talk about times when she's been on multiple medications?
Right. Well, I'm so grateful to Amanda for bearing her soul and telling very intimate details. And she gave us permission to retrieve her Medicaid records. So we were able to show, it was a little bit like peeking in her medicine cabinet. We could tell right down to a particular day what kind of medication she was on. So her odyssey began in 2001 when she was 18 and she had a psychotic break. And she was on a medication called Geodon, which in some rare cases can actually cause a psychotic break. And, you know, there's no way of knowing for sure, but that's what she suspects happened to her. Anyway, in any event, she spent the next 3 years in and out of locked psychiatric institutions, really, really involved in her illness. She was quite sick. And I was just fascinated to hear her recollection, which is a little bit fuzzy, but, you know, the fact that she would share that, but really to get to know how did she power through, how did she get on the other side, and how did she manage to get off of a commitment. She was court-ordered to be in a locked psychiatric facility, and I don't know all of that, and I'd be eager to know even more.
And she gives an example, and I think a lot of people have had this, you use the phrase, the fog of mental illness. And between the mental illness itself and then the side effects of medications, the interactions between medications, life is fuzzy. Life is a fog for people in this situation.
Right, Rob. She one of the most chilling, and no pun intended, but one of the most chilling examples she gave was lying on her bed in a group home, and she was so heavily sedated. And if you look at the side effect labels, you know, the labels on these drugs, one of them can kind of throw you for a loop, but she was on so many, and she could barely hold her head up, and she's lying on this bed, and the window was open, and it was in the wintertime, and snow was just piling up at her feet, and she didn't even have the wherewithal to move her feet as the snow came in.
Briefly, as we start to wrap up, Meg, are there efforts in the mental health care community to come to grips with overprescribing?
There are, and you know, obviously a whole lot more needs to be done, and you run against the stiff arm of people not wanting to make it too easy to look up patient information. There's health privacy to be considered, but yes, I think there's a growing acknowledgement, especially with opioids, and as you're seeing a lot of overdosing, there's a little more urgency being lent to the situation.
And to avoid having multiple antipsychotics, it's just this prescription soup, ultimately?
Yeah, that's a good description of it.
Meg, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Meg Kissinger. She's a visiting professor at the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. Her Milwaukee Journal Sentinel series on mental illness and prescription drugs is linked over at the Central Time Facebook page.